Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about listening to your partner. Are you a good listener? I mean, have you ever really thought about it? You should, because it's an incredibly important skill, especially these days when anxiety and stress are at an all-time high. Being able to listen to your partner with a caring heart, no matter what's on their mind, can have a huge impact on the health of your relationship. So here's the thing. Whether your partner needs to vent or explain or just talk, your job is to listen to their pain. And that doesn't mean just hearing it. It means being totally focused on what your partner is saying and listening with empathy and understanding. It means not being defensive or interrupting, even when your buttons are pushed. It means listening to your partner until they're finished before you respond or try to fix the issue or give advice. We know, it's not easy. It takes practice. Here's an example. Say your partner says they need to talk. You immediately tense up, knowing it will probably be about the small argument you had last night that escalated into a larger argument about finances. You're already feeling defensive or hurt or angry before they even start speaking, but you can see they're in a great amount of pain. So how do you handle it? Here's some skills that will help you through. First, self-soothe. While your partner is speaking to you, be sure to keep in the back of your mind how much you love and respect them. Think about the joy they bring you, the love you've both shared, and know that working through this issue will bring you even closer. If you feel defensive or the need to immediately respond, breathe deeply and relax your body. Postpone your reaction. Just focus on your partner's pain. A bit of ambiguity or discomfort on your part is to be expected. Allow for it. Stay interested. Listen closely to the details of what your partner is saying and respond to their thoughts and feelings. Ask short, specific questions to probe deeper and show them that you've really heard what they've said. Nod and say yes to their thoughts to let them know that you understand, or maybe paraphrase what they're saying so they know you're listening closely. Remember, your listening ear is what your partner needs when hurting or struggling. Your support, your empathy, your presence will be healing. Listen fully, and then let them know that you hear their pain, and then talk about ways to help alleviate it. Today's small thing. The next time your partner expresses the need to talk about their pain, listen with empathy, kindness, and understanding. Tune in to the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.